Adults in the Room is about love and relationships. You will clutch your pearls. You will say, did he say that? You will understand nobody, I mean nobody, gets a headache in Adults in the Room. Every Saturday at 10 p.m., you can call live 516-418-5736.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are you guys doing tonight? I hope everything is going great. This is Sunday, and we're supposed to be doing a show on every Saturday at 10 p.m. on our Blog Talk Radio. Love, so I want to say this. I am very much angry because, let me tell you, this did not work out for me like I thought it would. It didn't. I'm seeing if it's still on here. Oh, Lord. I done lost the show. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, you guys. I was looking at something. I was doing something, and I lost the show. Why? What happened? Right there. Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm trying something on my phone, and I usually don't do it on my phone, but I'm trying to find something. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Go back to it. Let's see. Okay. I apologize. I don't know what happened. I do know because I touched it and I shouldn't have touched it. That's what I need to apologize for, touching it. I'm trying to find, let's see here. I was trying to do a show last night, and it did not work out the way I thought it should have worked out. And when that happened, let's see here. Here we go. Okay. So I want to make sure that I can hear myself. So I'm just going to go in here and see if you guys can hear me. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. I'm on air, so let me hear myself. Let's see. Let me turn it up. Turn it down. Okay, so I'm trying to see if I can hear myself. And I know there's always a lapse, but let me see if I can hear myself. There we go. Now I can hear myself. Last night when I tried to do this, I had the hardest time. And it might be because I was on a new computer, because that laptop that I usually use, I didn't actually have it on. But you guys, we had a great show. We wound up going on Facebook Live, and I really didn't want to do the Facebook Live, but wind up doing it anyway. So I know now what I need to do. I need to make sure I'm on and you guys can hear me. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm using my phone and my iPad, and I'm doing a playback so I can understand what's going on. So that was what happened last night, and I thought I was prepared for it, but I wasn't. hopefully that this doesn't happen to me again when I do this again, because I'm going to try to use my Blog Talk more often, because I haven't been on it for a while. Even though I've been on Blog Talk for over 9 years, I still haven't been using it enough. I have other streams of restreaming out my content. And I wanted to make this Adults in the Room because it would be an easy way of setting it up and everything. So I wind up having to use my other number, which is fine, as long as I'm able to do it from this end. Adults in the Room, I'm going to kind of explain it to you what Adults in the Room is really about. Adults in the Room is supposed to be a radio show or a podcast that discusses the heart-to-heart adulting type conversations. We'll talk about love. We'll talk about relationships. We'll talk about family. We'll talk about being single parents. We'll talk about dating. We'll talk about the type of people that we date, the type of people that we attract. We'll talk about sexuality. We're going to talk about a lot of different subject matters. Now, myself and my co-host and myself, definitely had some conversation after the show. We kind of critiqued it last night after it was finished. And I know because of my strong personality, it kind of gives off the vibe that everything is perfect and sometimes it sounds kind of judgy. But I think it comes from the ideal that I think it comes my semi or whatever judginess that sometimes comes off. It's not being judgmental. It's just making people think, okay, if I chose to do this, this is the consequences to that. If I make excuses for this, then I can't get upset when people don't want to hear my excuses. You understand what I'm saying? So when we can have that dynamic, that open communication, and I don't have a one-sided mind track. Sometimes people think that about me, but I really don't. I really listen to things, but my decision and how I perceive it is how I perceive it. It's not that I don't accept how you see it. It's just how I'm seeing it. And it's not really, the conversation is really not about me. It's an open dialogue about how people are adulting out there, okay? And I guess one of the questions we should ask is, are we really truly adulting? I mean, don't you think that would be a great conversation to have? Are we truly, really adulting out here? So then what you say is, okay, so what do you mean by adulting? When you say you're an adult, let's take the definition of what adult is. Okay, when you state that you're an adult, then your definition of what adult is what is who you are. You're adulting, okay? And it fits you, okay? I could be adulting in a whole different way. It has to fit me, okay? So the question is, are you out there adulting? Are you out there paying your own bills? Are you out there taking care of everything that you need to take care of in your life? Are you loving? Are you caring? Are you sharing? Those are parts of adulting. And lots of times, we don't understand that. Lots of times, we're in a position where we feel like you don't have a right to ask me that. No, I'm asking that simply because if you're adulting, then you understand the ups and downs. You don't make excuses. You do what happens when you're adult, when you're an adult. You handle situations when you're an adult. You don't handle situations like a child would. You don't have temper tantrums. You don't be mean to people. You don't bully people. That's part of adulting, but that's adulting on a different level, and it's a negative adulting, okay? So you don't want to do those things, okay? So that's going to be the question I want to ask. are you adulting? And then ask, what do you think adulting means? Okay? What does that mean to say that you're adulting? Now, another thing I want to say real quick is I want to say to you guys, happy Easter. It's almost over 7:25 here where I'm at. Happy Easter to you guys. And I guess I need to probably kind of talk about why I did this. A friend of mine, me and my co-host, talk a lot. We talk a lot on the phone and we talk about different things. And me and him was talking about how we go about doing a show dealing with adults only and what will be some of our subject matters. Like last night's show, subject matter was, does money substitute what a person looks like? Okay. And what we gathered from that conversation was the ideal that, yes, in some instances it do, in some instances it doesn't. Another question that was asked was, are there moral, good, rich people out there? And at first, I had one of the people who answered had some difficulties answering the question because he was on this tangent that there are no morally good people out there who have money, okay? So I was trying to get him to prove to me that that is true when we decided that really it's not. There is good moral people out there that can love and use their riches to make somebody happy. We had another person who was calling in and was describing his situation with his wife. The ideal that with his wife, he felt that she held him down and during the time when he got hurt, and he pushed the narrative. She pushed the narrative that he didn't have to go back to work. And so she took care of everything, doing different things to make sure you take care of everything. Then we talked about the ideal of credit, how important is a credit score is. One conversation or comment was that if you're rich, you don't have to worry about your credit score. And the other one was that comment was, well, my wife don't worry about her. She don't need to worry about her credit because I got credit. No, no, no. So just so happened, one of my panelists that's on my other panel radio show, Universal Collective Network, she said, no, that's not going to work. And so this was men versus women. They felt that it's not important to have good credit. And that's not true. Not all of them felt that way. But we asked the question, wouldn't it be important that not only you have good credit, but she have good credit? Wouldn't you make it easier for her to have good credit as well as you have good credit? You know? Let me turn this down a little bit. I just wanted to make sure I can hear myself. Okay. Okay, so when you think about it, so these were all the conversation that happened in the time limit that we had. This was the conversation, the ideal that these questions were asked and the answers we were getting. Some person went off on a tangent. I said before they were talking about having morals because they said that we don't have morals. One of the questions was about Cardi B, and I said I'm sick of hearing about Cardi B. I really am. She doesn't impress me. I'm not really a big fan of hers. I've watched her. I've seen her videos. I've heard what she said, and they were trying to tell me, well, she's at the White House, okay, and that still doesn't make a big deal to me. Because the conversation also was brought up about her doing the video WAP. And as you know, guys, that was talking about the wet-ass pussy and how you don't need to cook and clean in order to do, because she has something else that's much better than cooking and cleaning. He still got a ring and all this. So we were talking that dynamic about how money incorporates itself into our relationships, and sometimes our relationships is mastered by money. One of the things that I had an issue with, and I always have, and it's not about, and it's not about being a feminist and all that. It's the ideal that it's nothing like having your own in any relationship you're in. I rather have my own because I see what happens to women who get into relationships where they don't have anything. He tells her he don't want her working. He don't want her doing nothing. He'll do everything for her. And then when he gets mad, he'll throw all that up in her face. No, I don't want to be in that position in any relationship. Excuse me, I'm in. I don't have a desire to be in that relationship because to me, how I see things is you need to have your own. That's the thing you should do. You never want to get caught because, see, what we don't do is because we don't plan ahead, we don't plan ahead. So we have issues with planning ahead. So because we don't plan ahead, if he passes away and you find out later that he didn't leave you anything, you are out in the cold. You didn't go back to school. You didn't get your credit right. Now he's gone and you don't have anything. Because everybody can tell you they love you while you're alive, but you don't know what that paperwork says, okay? You don't know if he went and sat down with a lawyer and said, we don't want her to have anything. I tested her when I asked her not to, you know, don't worry about anything, I'll take care. I tested her to see if she was going to stand on her own. And I see she didn't. She was determined to not stand on her own. So here we are. And at the end of the day, you don't have anything. You don't have an education. Your credit is crap, and you can't do anything. You can't borrow money. You can't do anything. Why would you put yourself in that position? And I know that sounds crazy to think that way, but I've heard horror stories about people when their loved one passed away and they don't have anything. They had to start from scratch. So why would you put yourself in that position? Even if you don't use your credit, at least it's at a point where when you have to use it, it's there. If you need a credit card, you need to have a credit card for that. I'm learning a lot about how to keep your credit at a good point and how important it is to pay your bills. So I don't want to be where somebody is taking care of me. I want to be able to take care of myself. If that person no longer is able to take care of me, why am I not prepared to take care of myself? So those are the conversations we had, which to me, I thought they were great conversations. And the word feminazi was thrown around and this feminine Me Too stuff. I am far from totally against the Me Too movement, okay? I don't consider myself falling into that category. I just believe in taking care of myself, period. And any woman, a woman doesn't have to be hardcore to want to take care of herself. A woman has to have, just like a man is supposed to do certain things when we're adulting, a woman should do the same thing. What makes her different from being able to maintain her own self? I am not going to walk around beating my chest and showing you how strong I am. But I am going to let you know just in case you don't. I'm not no damsel in no distress, that's for sure, because that's not who I am. That's not who I was built to be, okay? We all got shoes to fill. We all got different paths we're going to take, and that's not the path I am. I never had the opportunity to be a damsel in distress. From the time I became a mother, that damsel in distress stuff had to be set to the side. I had a mouth to feed, so I decided to go into the military. You don't play damsel in distress in the military. Maybe some people do, but I never did that because I was constantly trying to prove what I can do. So that set my tone for the rest of my life, how I was going to be for the rest of my life. I was not going to be that person that want to be sitting around waiting for somebody to do something for me. I had to make it happen for myself. That doesn't make me a Me Too movement member, and that doesn't make me a feminine Nazi, okay? And I never said that I didn't need a man. I never said I couldn't have a man. I just decided to do what I had to do at the time because I am not a person to sit around and wait on somebody else to do it for me. So that's just me. What everybody else does is their business. But do not try to make me feel bad because I believe in taking care of myself, okay? And I believe in not having to beg and plead with nobody to give me anything, okay? I think all women should have their own. I don't care how you feel about yourself. You still should have your own. I don't care what it is. You should have your own, and you shouldn't sit up there and depend on somebody else to bring you your bread, okay? We all have to play a part in society. We all have to be adults in some type of way, and that is so important, and we don't do that enough. I think we do not do that enough as women. It's not about being a feminazi. I know that that's not who I am. I don't portray myself to be that way. I portray myself to be a woman who will definitely, when she's in a sticky situation, she's going to find a way out of it. And it's not about getting over on anybody. I'm going to try to do it in the best way I know how. If I need to ask for help, I don't mind asking for it, but it's not the first objective that I will go to. It would not be the first choice of me is to ask somebody. What I will do is I will try to do everything I need to do on my own first before I ask somebody. And I don't want to set myself up where I can't do that. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's important. It is truly important to have your own. And it says, God, what Billie Holiday says, God bless a child who has his own, right? Who has his own. That's what she says. So if you can hold your own and you're not sitting around acting like you're a dainty little flower all the time. I mean, sometimes it's all right. It fits certain situations and scenarios, but not all the time. I that's not me. I fuss with my son from time to time because I hate the idea that I have to ask anybody to help me when I'm doing something. Because I'm so used to doing things on my own. I have to make things happen. I have to do that because that's me. That's me dealing with my adulting, okay? But we get so caught up with what society says you should do and don't do. I am so over the idea. Oh, shit. I get so frustrated with the idea that I get frustrated with the idea So I get so frustrated with the idea that we don't think about that at all. We don't think that it's cute to be a damsel in distress or a wilted little flower, but it doesn't fit everybody. And I'm sorry if people feel that you're not supposed to do that or you're supposed to do it or whatever. Whatever makes anybody individually feel good, I just think for me, and I only can speak for me, that that's not how I want to be. So before we, let's see. Thank you for that. So, thought I would do that to you guys. Well, So far, we got about 4 more minutes left, but like I said, this was a great testing. Hopefully it will work for me the next time I do this, that I will not get interrupted and that I can actually hear myself. This was awesome, okay? Let's see. I want to do something else. I want to play a commercial, you guys. Give me a second.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you guys for hanging out with me for these little 30 minutes. I just wanted to check this out. So far, it's working perfect. I don't know what happened. I have to look at my other laptop to see what went wrong. But I am so happy I did this. I want to thank you. So good, you guys. Thank you for hanging out with me, testing the podcast that didn't play last night. Thank you. Stay tuned for Saturday. Another Adult in the Room. We're going to try it again. You guys have a great night. And don't forget to be out there. Adulting. Bye-bye.